It had been replaced hurriedly in the cupboard on top of a pile of photo albums and cardboard boxes. It was angled so the corner was catching the inside of the door. Matt turned the scrapbook and pushed the door gently shut. It clicked as the latch caught and Matt stood up. He put his glass in the sink, then he picked it up again and rinsed it out before putting it upside down on the drainer. He turned to go back to bed, then changed his mind and picked up a tea towel from the rack over the radiator. He dried the glass and put it away, his mind now made up. The pages of the scrapbook were dry with age, seeming to draw the moisture from his fingers as he turned them. There were yellowed news clippings about Aunt Jane's family, Dad's family, a short birth notice for Dad from a local paper, an account of a village fete opened by some television actor that Matt had never heard of, a school photo, Billy the Squirrel's class of the week, from a county paper, with names under the picture. Matt found Aunt Jane and looked at the smiling little girl she had been when she was 10. There were photos, too. Some were in black and white, some faded colour pictures. They all had thin white borders round them, which made them look old-fashioned as well as old. He saw the same girl as in the class photo and realised that the younger boy playing with her must be his own father, aged about 8. He would never have guessed. But he did recognise the setting for an increasing number of the pictures, the grounds of the manor house. In several, he could see the house behind the children as they played. They were older now, teens, posing carefully for shots rather than relaxed and unaware. There were 3 of them, Dad, Aunt Jane, and another girl. Matt stared at the pictures of the 3 children. There was no mistaking the 3rd child. Aunt Jane looked about 16 now, and Dad was maybe 14, the same age as the other girl, the one who looked so like Robin. It had to be Robin's mother, and the daughter had obviously inherited the mother's looks and appearance. The 2 sets of parents must have been friends, he thought, all those years ago. There were older people too in some of the later pictures. Matt knew his grandparents from other pictures he had seen in the past. He could dimly remember his grandmother, Dad's mum, as a frail elderly lady. But here she was only in her 40s, 50 at the most. She looked so happy with her husband. His hair was grey and thinning, and in most of the pictures in which he appeared, he had a pipe clamped in his mouth. In one final picture, the last in the book, was another figure that Matt knew, or rather that he thought he did. Julius Venscher, standing with Robin's mother and Matt's dad and Aunt Jane. Of course, the man in the picture couldn't be Venscher himself, but must be his dad, Robin's grandfather. Again, the family resemblance was obvious, and Matt recalled the pictures he had seen in the house. Matt wondered who had taken the picture. One of his grandparents, probably.